Well, there's only one thing left to do, he said, reaching into his front pocket to present her with the best gift of the afternoon. She tipped her head curiously.
What's that?
He withdrew a silver key ring and dangled it in front of her. Give you the keys to the store. Her eyes lit up with excitement as he dropped the keys into the palm of her hand.
Oh, wow, she breathed, her voice awed. This is a dream I've had for such a long time, and I can't believe it's really come true.
It has, and now it's your reality, he said, enjoying the fact that he was there to share this special life-changing moment with her. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Her expression infused with pride, she looked around, taking in all the open space and empty shelves yet to be filled.
Now the work really begins. I have about a month to get this place organized with display units, stocked with merchandise, and opened for business.
Hands on her hips, she looked back at him, delight dancing in her gaze.
I'm going to be very busy.
Yes, you are. She didn't look at all overwhelmed by the enormity of what awaited for her, but rather determined to tackle the job ahead. Now that our business has been wrapped up and we are no longer broker and client, I'd like to take you out tonight, as a friend, to celebrate the opening of your very first boutique. She twirled her finger around the long crystal necklace around her neck, a sweet but mocking smile on her lips.
As a friend?
It was hard to miss the playful note to her voice. Yeah, he knew it sounded ridiculous, considering the kisses they'd shared Wednesday night at her place had gone way beyond platonic friendship, but he didn't want to give her any reason to turn him down. He grinned. It's your decision if you want it to be more. She crossed her arms over her chest, giving him a glimpse of her black lace bra peeking from the low buttoned V in her blouse.
Okay, as a friend. Or maybe more, she added with a cheeky smile. I'd like to invite you to join me, Jessica, and a few other friends tonight. The three of us already made plans to spend the evening at Taboo, she said, indicating the Onyx's nightclub located just across the way. The more the merrier, I say.
He jumped on the opportunity. Count me in. In fact, I know the club's manager. If Jessica doesn't already have a room booked, I'll pull a few strings and make sure you all receive the VIP treatment, including a private balcony so everyone can just relax and have a good time without people bothering you.
Thank you. I know Jessica will appreciate the offer.
Zoe tilted her head to the side, regarding him with amusement.
You're very good at pulling strings, aren't you?
That's not the only thing I'm good at. He winked at her. She blushed, obviously recalling how good their kisses had been, how good his hands had felt on her body.
Braggart, she teased.
He chuckled. I'll send a limo to your place to pick everyone up at 8,